everyone, it's Ashley. Welcome to Just Cook Different. Oh my goodness, everyone. I'm so excited about this conversation today. We have Liza Henley, and she is so fun, full of energy, full of life. She has so much to give you guys. I can't wait for you to listen. Everything about her is in the episode notes. You can follow her on Instagram. You can definitely message her, get to know her more. She would be delighted to speak with you. She has so much to share with you, and I don't want to waste any more time. We want to dive right into this conversation about growing pains. I want you to listen to her perspective on it because it's so enlightening and I enjoyed it so much. I know you will too. Listen in.
Yeah, I think that we talk about it when we are kids, our parents talk to us about it, or when you are a parent, you talk to your kids about it. But even the idea, like as an adult, like when you're growing, it is painful. And I think that part of the reason why it's painful and people don't talk about it is you're shedding pieces of your belief system, your identity and who you are that no longer like are fit to kind of like rule this new life, this new identity, this like new kind of like phase and chapter you're going into. And even though it's good, even though you're doing it for the right reasons, it can still feel painful. And I feel like not enough people talk about that.
The way that you just worded the growing pains is amazing, because what we talk about is how you have to overcome hard conversations, and it's gonna feel awkward, and you're gonna feel like, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because that's normal to feel like you don't know what you're doing. But I don't know if like that is, it's not something that's taught.
Yeah.
And it comes with so many layers. So I love that you said that, because like your belief system, and I mean, really like talking, just having a conversation with somebody can pull things up, and fear and all this stuff. And how do you get over it? And you don't really know, sometimes you just don't know why these things are happening.
Right. And I think that like also in like another piece of that is, as you are growing, you're learning different perspectives. And I feel like perspective is something that like, if you don't have perspective, you're going to have a really hard time in any industry, but specifically this one, right? Because norms are different, and different like places in the country and different age groups and different places in the world, like what is normal and what is accepted is different. And so we have to be able to look at different perspectives and look at different ways of living and different ways of speaking to people and different ways of looking and different ways of literally like doing life. That if we're not willing to look at other people's perspectives, but that's also hard, right? Because if you then, when you're looking at somebody else's perspective, you then have to kind of put a pause on your own to say like, wait a minute, there are other right ways. There are other good ways. There are other brilliant ways. And just because it's a different thought process or perspective than mine doesn't mean that it's wrong.
Yes. Yes. I love it. Oh my God. I love it so much. So I want to ask you about your journey and how you got here, because I think it's a great way to kick this off. You're working at a high level right now. You know, everyone sees what they see on Instagram and you're doing your thing, girl. And you do it so well. Like it just, you can tell, it literally glows on you that this is what you're meant to be doing. But I know that it didn't just happen overnight.
No.
And that's the thing. Like, I feel like nowadays we look at everything on social media and we see, you know, everyone's doing such a great job. And it's like, whoa, wait a second. There's like a whole story here. And yeah. you gotta put the work in and the time in and all of it. So I wanna start there, because I think that that's gonna be really good.
Well, talk about a glow up.
Yes.
You know, and I talk about like my story and my journey, and some people I feel like in my position would shy away from that because it wasn't an overnight thing. It's taken me a long time to get my footing and figure out like where in this place do I want to be. And then speaking of social media, you look on social media and you see tiny little highlight reels of people's lives. And then you think like, why am I not farther? Why am I not good enough? Why am I not pretty enough? Why am I not skinny enough? Why am I not this? Why am I not that? And so I think being able to share this bit of my story is something that I enjoy doing because I think it's not shared enough, right?
Yeah.
So let me like kind of like back up. When I was in college, I had 6 different majors in college. The idea of doing the same thing for the rest of my life always freaked me out. And so I think it was when I was in like my later, so I also dropped out of college twice. I finally graduated right before I was 30. That was like my goal. Like at least graduate before you're 30. Okay.
Love it.
And so my second time around in college, I think that's when I really like recognized that a traditional 9-to-5 type job, although I think they're great and they serve their purpose, it just wasn't for me. And it wasn't until I was about 25 that I began like really kind of like diving into the world of entrepreneurship and what it could look like. So I have my mom on one end of the spectrum who has her master's in nursing, and then my dad who has been a musician and an entrepreneur his entire life. And so I had like 2 really good perspectives on what way I could go. And so although I did finish my bachelor's degree and I do have a degree, really watching my dad and watching his journey of kind of like being his own boss and being able to like recreate himself and re-evolve was something that I found was really fascinating. Because I think people do evolve and people do grow. And sometimes when you're put in a box, you then feel like you can't grow and you're not supposed to grow, or what's wrong with me because I'm growing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I started working in an emergency room when I was 19. And so the traditional aspect was all I really knew from like my own personal experience, right? And if I'm being honest, healthcare wasn't what I thought it was. Like it was quite literally the opposite, right? It wasn't well care. It wasn't healthcare. In my opinion, what I saw from it, it was sick care. Yeah. And we weren't addressing different things to help people get better. We weren't addressing different things to the preventative aspect. Right. And so in my mid-20s, I really kind of thought like, I want to shift from being in healthcare to really getting on the preventative side and like helping people not get there and like not have these degenerative diseases.
Yeah.
And then, so I think it was between that and the hospital, then my own experience with body dysmorphia and comparing myself to every other woman in this world, whether it was girls on magazines or girls in movies, or I live in Vegas, so girls on the billboards, or you know what I mean? Yeah. Between those two things and then my own wellness journey, it led me into this intense passion for helping women look better, live better, feel better.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that we can't talk about beauty without talking about wellness. We can't talk about beauty without talking about health. And I didn't understand that for so long. And so kind of my journey of ups and downs and trying to figure out and starting different businesses and trying to like, where do I fit? The very first business I started, it was called J&L Inspire. And it was my girlfriend Juliana and I. We just knew that we wanted to inspire women to look better, live better, feel better. We wanted to inspire women to dream bigger. We wanted to inspire women to think bigger, right? And gain different perspectives. And so when you only have one perspective, going back to that like keyword, when you only have one perspective, I feel like it's so hard to branch out.
Yeah.
And so the whole like thought process of that was being able to showcase other women's perspective and showcase different age groups and different races and different backgrounds and different perspectives to be able to help people say like, okay, wait a minute, maybe right now I'm not where I'm supposed to be. And just because society tells me I shouldn't get there or I can't get there doesn't mean that has to be my reality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of things that you're saying resonates with me, because when I first started, I always wanted to be in the beauty industry. I knew it from the moment I was born, I think. It just fascinated me how you can take a face and change it, and how you could change hair and play with hair, and you could do anything you wanted to do. And my imagination would always go, right? And I really felt, my parents always told me I needed to go to college, and I wasn't going to be successful. So anyway, I actually put myself through beauty school and I went. But the thing about what you're saying is the perspectives and starting out in different businesses and trying things. I think I love that you're saying this, because that's the hard part. Like, you're not going to be good at anything yet. Just keep that in mind. And like, I think that's when I first started out, all I wanted to be was good and successful and good and successful. And I burnt out fast.
Yeah.
going down that path, but just like giving yourself the grace and changing your different perspective and mindset, I think that helps easily get through the harder stuff, if I'm making any sense. But that's, yeah. I loved watching, my dad was an entrepreneur mindset too. I loved hearing about his stories. I loved hearing about his failures.
Yes.
I loved that because it was like, oh, but you're successful now. So I could see the transition. I could see that he could get through it. But anyway, I love that you brought that up because I think it's important to go back to that. When you start out in this business, sometimes you have a lot of noise in your head. I need to be in this space, not this space, or I need to be this way and not that way. You come with so much and you have to break through it a little bit.
Yeah. I think that you have to be willing to be bad enough long enough to get good.
So good.
And if you think about like the world that we're in right now, our entire reward system from when we were younger is being good, being perfect, being good, being perfect, even like perfect attendance, like the way that you are in sports, the way that you are in school, like all of it, it's you're rewarded for being good and for being perfect. And so the idea of failing isn't something that's really talked about. It's not something that's definitely not glorified or glamorized, but I think the more you fail, the more you're going to learn. The more you fail, the more perspective you're going to gain, I also believe it's going to give you more credibility. Mm-hmm. And so talking to someone who's never failed, I think that okay, sure. Or that it was handed to you or mean. And so being able to talk about your failures and talk about when things don't go your way or when you take a complete left turn because it's not what you thought it was. Like, I feel like those things are important to talk about because there are so many people that quit way too soon because they feel like, well, shit, I'm not perfect and it's never going to work for me.
Oh, I agree. I can't agree more. Definitely. And I think like also that goes without saying in any industry, any business, anything, like you have to go through a period of time where you needed like almost like punching through the ceiling, just get through that piece. So you work at such a high level, you operate at a high level. And I know that that can be meaning like I show up when I don't want to, mm-hmm. I don't feel good today. So I'm, you know, but I got to do it anyway. Like what are the things that you do for yourself that get you to that point, get you past that mindset?
So I think that self-care is like really glorified right now, but it's glorified in sometimes my opinion in the wrong ways. But I also think that sometimes taking care of yourself is viewed as selfish and it's viewed as like you're supposed to put yourself last, especially if you're newly in business or if you're at a different level in business, you're supposed to be at the end and you're supposed to be last. And I feel like it's literally the exact same thing as like when you're on an airplane and they say, put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Like, it took me a really long time. Like my mom used to tell me, like, you're burning the candle at both ends, sister. Like you're going to like, there's going to become a time where like, it's over for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it took me probably until I was in my early 30s to recognize that if I'm not taking care of myself, nothing else matters. Right. Yeah. And then when I did my stint of working in the emergency room, I saw a lot of really incredible people, really wealthy people, really successful people that aren't healthy and they wish that they could trade every single dollar they've ever made just to go back and take care of themselves. Mm. And so sometimes it's as simple as sleep management, stress management, taking time to move my body, putting healthy things in my body, making sure that I'm doing the things that also fill my cup. And also like, I don't love this whole like 5 a.m. like hustle culture. I think that that's slowly but surely starting to like die out for a good reason. Like the sleep when you're dead, like that's a cute saying, it's a cute idea. But if you're not taking care of yourself, we gotta think of our body like a machine.
Yeah.
If we're not doing maintenance on it and we're not caring for it and we're not taking preventative measures, then it doesn't matter how good you are. You're not going to be good forever. You're not going to be good for a long time.
Yeah.
And so for me, it is, I had to set some serious, serious boundaries of what are the things that I know that I need? What are the things that help me operate on a higher level? And for me, again, it goes back to like my body and my wellness and my mind.
Yeah. And I don't want to interrupt you, but it just came to me. Do you ever say no?
Yes. I had to learn that. I was a yes woman. I was like, yes for everything. And then I would overbook. And then I would say yes to things that like I literally hate every aspect of this. Like, why am I saying yes? Because I believed that's what was going to make me better. And, you know, especially like being a woman, like be a good girl. Like, that is something that's also like talked about. And so I thought by saying no, I wasn't being a good girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In quotations, good girl.
I love that. Yeah.
I had to learn to say no to things that, not even things that like I didn't want to do. There were times where I wanted to say yes, but I knew that by saying yes, I was going to put other aspects in jeopardy.
That's an amazing point. Like, sometimes you want to do the thing, but yet you're not, again, perspective, the surroundings. That's really good. I like that, because what is it that you're giving up in another area to do the thing? Yeah.
And I mean, that's something that we have to like think about. Like, when you're taking something else on, you have to give something else up. And maybe for some people that's TV time or social media time, but then maybe that's time with your family, time taking care of your body, time moving your body, time making good nutritious foods. Like, you know what I mean? Time really like focusing on mental health and personal development. I think that honestly, like kind of like going back, one of the biggest pieces of advice that I had was treat your mind the same way that you treat your body, right? If you're going to be, because I've been in wellness for a long time, if you're going to be focusing on your body in terms of wellness and you forget your mind or you neglect your mind, it's almost kind of the same thing. And so there's, because of the world that we live in, because of the society that we live in, there's so much noise on a regular basis. And if you look at news and if you look at ads and you look at all that kind of stuff, negativity sells and fear sells. And so that's all you're being surrounded by. That's all you're being put in your mind all day long. Then it's going to be damn near impossible to stay at like tip top shape. And so another like kind of like piece of that is the personal development. Behind me is this huge bookshelf, and I was never a reader. I was never a reader. It was like reading books in high school. I was like, give me the cliff notes. Like, somebody tell me that I would pay people to do my book reports.
Exactly. I'll Google that.
But then I kept hearing that like leaders are readers. And so it became very evident to me that if I wanted to be a leader in any field, but specifically this one, I needed to be able to read, and I needed to be able to help people kind of mold and shift and up level their thinking, right? Yeah. People go on downward spirals on a regular basis. How do we go on an upward spiral?
Yeah.
And it's not just by chance. You have to work for it, and you have to put in the time and the effort to figure out how to do that. And I honestly feel like there are so many people that don't, because it's not cool. It's not to have a mentor and have someone. It doesn't even have to be like a physical, like in your life, like that you're like meeting up with mentor.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of these authors on this bookshelf that are my mentors that I've been able to take, like, what do they do? And then how can I implement some of the things that they do to, in order to get me to the next level? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and make it your own, right. Yeah, I love that. Like, we talk a lot about like scripting. If you don't know what to say, maybe just write it down and like talk about, like look in the mirror and just talk it out. Because you're not gonna know what to do in the beginning. But once you start to continue to do it, and it's like building the muscle, building the habit, and you just kind of get used to it. And eventually it becomes your own. And now you can mold and shape and form to what feels good for you and comfortable for you. So yeah, I love that. So tell us, like, what do you do? What is your like morning routine? Like, how do you set yourself up for the day? I love that you said, I'm not a 5 a.m. person.
No.
I love my sleep. I love that. It's not for everybody.
No.
I like that you say that, because it does feel like for a while people were like, this is what you have to do to be successful.
And I tried it, girl. And I was like, hey, I'm like dragging ass, or like my creativity is like literally non-existent. I tried it for a bit, and I just couldn't hang.
Yeah.
So I am newly married. And so part of our part of our sacred time is in the morning. And so a lot of people say, like, don't lay in bed in the morning. That is part of like what gets me, that like, it is part of like what like fills my cup. We lay in bed together for a little bit.
Love it.
Then I already have kind of like what I need to do in my head from the night before. I've got notebooks literally everywhere. Like, I'm a notebook queen. I'm a pen and paper, like spreadsheets, no, but like give me a notebook and like I will whip something up.
Yeah.
And so while I'm still in bed with him, kind of like cuddling with him, if you will, I go through the things that I need to do in the day. And then literally the very first thing that I do when I get out of bed is I put my gym clothes on, because if I hang out too long without gym clothes on, then I may not get to the gym, right? But so I put my gym clothes on, and then I immediately go into my kitchen and make my, I call it like wellness water, whatever, but make my water with like minerals and salt and magnesium and all that. to set myself up. Yeah. And then I always make some kind of like nutritious breakfast, and it looks different, right? It looks different every single day. And then lately I've started to have a gratitude journal. So like I said earlier, I've been really watching and listening to a lot of people that where I want to be, and people that I very much so admire and I want to aspire to be. And kind of like the theme that I'm hearing right now is gratitude, 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 being yeah. able to talk about what you're already grateful for rather than just what you're striving for, where just you want to be, but also like, what do you have in your life right now? And who are you right now? And who do you have in your life right now that you are grateful for? So spending, even if it's like a little blurb, like just like a few sentences, but reminding myself of the things that do go right, right? You know, we yeah. are in a world that's filled with negativity. And so that's been something that I've been recently implementing, that has just kind of like, it sets me up for positivity already, right?
Yeah, yeah, I love that, because we can be really brutal on ourselves. Yeah. And so just taking the moment to be like, you know what? I did do that today. I put the dishes away. I folded the laundry. Like little things. Like, I think little wins are so good for your soul that you need to do it every day. I love that you do it. I need to do that.
It's a game changer, for real.
I really do need to do it. I've been hearing.
And it sounds like fluff. I feel like so many people think it sounds like fluff, but no. I promise you it's not.
No, it's not, because I think we can, I don't know about you, but I almost am in a habit right now where I'm laying in bed thinking about the things I didn't do.
Right.
And like, gotta do that tomorrow. Or I have a list next to my bed of things I have to do, not things of that I'm grateful for. So I mean, how easy is it to just add that next to it?
There's one other thing that I do that I have been teaching for a really long time that has had a dramatic difference on my life. And so I will never shy away from speaking about, I have, since early high school days, dealt with anxiety and depression, and mindset, which is why I'm really, really passionate about that mindset, which is also a huge reason as to why I feel called to do what I do now, is kind of like be the woman that I needed when I was younger. So I created this like upward spiral that I like go through, and it's like this kind of this like manifesto of myself and of like not only like who I want to be, but like who I am now. And I typed it all out and then I recorded it. And so there was a time a couple of years ago that I was having a really, really, really hard time finding my worth and my value. And I feel like there are so many people that can relate to that. And so in my own voice and in my own words, I listen to, and I can literally like play it for you if you want, I can listen to, what are the character traits that I want to stand by every day? What are the beliefs that I need to have every single day? And it goes down a list of confident, honest, organized. There's 10 of them that I really picked and felt like were pertinent for my life. Yeah. And so I listen to it every single morning. And I show some people and they're like, what is that? And then I show other people and they're like, okay, I need that.
I need this. I love it.
It's literally the most brilliant thing ever. I heard it years ago and I decided, it took me probably like 2 years to implement it. And I was sitting there one day in a pretty bad funk and I was like, why don't I just give this a shot? Yes. I got literally nothing to lose. And so I started and wrote it all out and then I recorded it and then I teach it now. But yeah. listening to it, there's something about having it be in your own voice and having it be in your own words about yourself, speaking in third person, that's yes. moving, and it's powerful. And it also like reminds you who you are, you know, have you, yeah. okay. So yeah. have you ever been on the freeway and somebody cuts you off and like, you almost, you forget who you are for a minute. You're like, you right. Like, and suddenly you're like, okay, who yeah. is that? Like, let me like come back into myself. Yeah. So there's That's been plenty good. Of situations where like, even at work or as a parent or in a marriage, that like, you can slip into a place where like, you forget who you are for a minute. And yeah. you act in ways when people say like, that wasn't me, that's not my character, that was out of character. And so like, it's a common thing, it's just like, it's worded differently. And so this kind of like recenters you before your day even starts about like, who are you? Who do you yeah. wanna be? How do you wanna behave? What relationships do you wanna have? What are your persona goals? What are your behavioral goals? You know what I mean? Yeah. And so it is something that I implemented the last, probably in 2020, I started it. And then I kind of revamped it in 2022. Because remember, we're ever evolving. Like we are supposed to change. We're not supposed to stay the same. And Absolutely. So that is something that I implemented a couple of years ago that has been one of the biggest game changers in my life. And one of the most like impactful and empowering things that I can do for myself.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. I think that's going to help a lot of people, because it's so true. Like, especially in the beauty industry, like when any industry, I don't want to, you know, keep saying that, but when you are dealing with a lot of stuff, when you come into work, like you have a lot of noise in your head, you have thoughts, you have things that you're going through. How do you shed that? Remind yourself why you're there. Remind yourself why you started, who you are. Get back into that center. I love that, because every single client you need to do that with, every single time, all day long.
Right.
And sustain it and sustain that. And I think that little practice right there, that piece, someone could literally put headphones in, listen to it in between clients real quick, you know, reset. However you can reset your mind to get back to that place of, okay, I can do this 100% of the time. Right. I think that's huge.
And I think that it would be like naive of us to think, or I don't even necessarily want to say ignorant, but like sometimes like ignorance isn't bliss, you know what I mean? But naive of us to think that we have to reset. Think of everything that we have to reset. We've got to reset our computers. We've got to upgrade our software. We've got to sometimes get maintenance and reset our cars, reset our gut, reset our body. So why wouldn't we reset our mind?
That's so true.
Especially, not to say like men aren't a part of it, but especially women. The amount of things that women carry, whether they speak on it or not, the amount of stuff that we carry every single day, to be able to kind of like I said, remind yourself who you are. And not of somebody, it's also great for someone else to remind you who you are, but no, like you take you with you everywhere you go. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So to hear it in your own voice, it's something that is like probably one of the most powerful practices that I've ever put in place.
Definitely. And to be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
Man, like that, it's so simple, right? Just be kind to yourself.
How many times would you like fire a friend and like cancel somebody if they talk to you the way that you talk to you?
Oh, absolutely. Right. We wouldn't be talking.
Right. Or like, how many times would you never, like, you hear a friend talk about themselves and you're like, I would literally never speak about you that way.
Yeah.
So it's almost like we wish that we could see ourselves from other people's eyes. But what if we could see ourselves in our highest version of ourselves' eyes? What if the highest version of ourselves write this like manifesto and write this little thing and then record it? And then you're speaking to, so I kind of like talking like higher self and lower self. And most people kind of operate out of your lower self on a regular basis, just out of like scarcity based practice and like your comfort zone type of thing. And so if your higher self is speaking into your lower self on a regular basis, and that's what you're hearing every single morning, hard not to start to embody that. But it's the same goes like vice versa, right? If you're constantly like speaking like death into yourself and you're speaking negativity into yourself, which is what most people do, you drop a pan, you're like, oh, I'm so stupid, or I'm so silly, or I'm so clumsy, or you forget something, you're like, oh, I'm an idiot. The amount of times that we say that to ourselves all day, every day, it's so hard not to like slowly but surely start to like embody that and embrace that. And so we've got to be able to like break that mold, and it has to start with us.
1000%. I actually am very intentional on how I speak out loud about myself, because I have two girls that watch every move that I make. And there's a lot of things that I'm careful about saying, and it's about negative talk and the way that I look, my weight, things like that, because I just, you know, they're already going to go through that. No matter what, I can't stop that from happening. But can I like just make it a little bit nicer? Like, how can we soften it a little bit? Yeah. And that's where I love your perspective on this, because that is just so powerful to hear on every day that you hear that. I love that. Gosh.
And it wasn't always this way. Like I had a lot of trouble with it. I had a really, really hard time with it. I had a lot of self-worth issues and a lot of value issues. And it wasn't because other people like talked it to me, but it was because I was talking to myself that way. And I needed to like cut that out.
Yeah.
But then not only just cut that out, like if you take one habit away, you've got to replace it with another one. You know what I mean? And so I had to slowly but surely intentionally implement this to be able to change the way that I felt about myself, the way that, you know, to finally, it took until I was in my 30s to be comfortable, and not only just comfortable, like, but love the skin that I'm in, love the body that I'm in, love who I am. And it kills me that so many people spend so many years of their life not loving themselves. Like, I could literally get like emotional about it. And like,
I know.
I feel like it is detrimental, especially to young girls. So I love the fact that you said like, you're really aware of it because of your daughter. I mean, they watch you. They're
with me all the time. Yes. Yes. And I want them to look back and have a positive outlook on their life and be able to do the same for their children, right? Or if they have children, you know. But I want them to be empowered and to be empowered to take control of their own feelings, their own destiny. They're like, no one needs to tell them what to do. They got it under control. Like that's where I really operate from with them. So real quick before we hop off, what kind of tips, like, so everyone's gonna love this podcast because you just shared so much good stuff, but like if there were like one or two things you could tell someone to start doing today, what would that be?
So I'm gonna keep it like short and concise, but I really believe that we need to like reprogram our like internal representation system. And I think that once we start to reprogram how we believe, what we believe about ourselves. So one of the strongest forces in the human psyche is to show up the way that we identify. And so there are so many people that they try to change their behavior, they try to change their habits, but they're not changing how they identify themselves. They're not changing their beliefs about themselves. So I would say, as cliche as it sounds, write down 10 beliefs that you want to have about yourself. Not what you currently believe, but what are 10 things that you wish to believe about yourself? What are 10 character traits that you want to embody? What are things like, how do you, and kind of like ask yourself and kind of like separate in three different things. What do you want to create? How do you want to contribute? What do you want to contribute? Get really clear on that, right? I think that vision is so key. Like if you, without vision, people perish, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't live your own vision, you're gonna be living somebody else's. So write down, who do you want to be? Not what do you want to be, but who do you want to be? What kind of relationships do you want to have? What are some of like the behaviors that you want to embody on a regular basis? 10 character traits and 10 beliefs that you want to believe about yourself. That would be probably like my absolute first tip. The second tip would be reevaluate your own health routine. If you are leaving your health up to chance, up to what drive-through that you walked by or like drive by, or what's just in the stores or what's just like randomly available, you're unfortunately going to be putting a lot of things in your body that you wouldn't do it by choice. But when we're not intentional about it, we're leaving it up to other people. So reevaluate, what's your health routine? Like, what's your sleep like? What are you eating? What's your stress management like? Are you taking any supplementation? Like, what are you doing to be like the best, like tip top shape of your own body?